Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. The music is back. Our music is back as we are turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday, it is Erev Shabbos. And I want to thank our generous sponsors, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Aschus V'chai Rivka Wasi Porofrilo, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzipin David Aryeh, and in memory of Mendy's father, Rabbi Yeshua Chaim Ben Shmuel. This Turn Friday is sponsored by P4P Team, Professionals for Positions. To find out more, email Mark with a C, M-A-R-C, at P4P.team. P4P.team. Thank you for your generosity. The music is back, and what a difference it makes. The power of music, like Ba'omer, is now behind us. We're back to listening to music, and it has a powerful influence in helping us prepare. One of the ways I try to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is having a special Shabbos mix, and playing Shabbos songs on Friday transforms the home. If you wake up to that music, if you walk into your office, in your car, to your workout, and you're listening to Shabbos, Erev Shabbos music, oh, the sweet flavors, the taste. There's an element of a Tosefa Shabbos. You're starting Shabbos early. So consider, make a Erev Shabbos playlist and play it. Different than the other days of the week. Part of the way you turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is not only the sights, the flavors, but it's also the sounds. It's the smells. It's the food cooking for Shabbos. It's the scene. It's the table being set for Erev Shabbos, but it's also the sounds. It's the music that's playing, not the typical, but the music of Erev Shabbos. So wonderful to have it back. Nothing holier than Ka'echzof, the Karliner, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Our parasha at the very end has a pasuk, Eshabsosai Tishmoru Umikdashiti Ro Ani Hashem. Observe my Shabboses and have awe and reverence for my Mikdash. Shabbos and Mikdash always go together. They represent sanctity and holiness, one in time and one in space. They represent our ways to connect to Hashem. But Avraham Shor, Zol Zayin Gezunt and Shtark, Shtav Refuah Shlema, and be well in his wonderful Sefer Nezer HaParsha. He says another connection between the two, Shabbos and Mikdash, is Avodas Midas HaBitachon. Both are incubators, laboratories, platforms, places we work on, Bitachon. Our relationship, our trust in Hashem. The Mikdash is a place of revelation. The Beis HaMikdash is a place of certainty, of confidence. The 10 miracles that happen there daily, you saw, you felt, you connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, we enter, we go in, and it's also a place. We leave our doubt behind. We walk in with confidence, with certainty, with conviction. We see the revelation. We feel the presence of Hashem. Shabbos is to time what Mikdash is to space. And we feel a sense of bitachon. That's our avoda. That's our work. That's our effort. That's what we are trying to transform ourselves to be. Kohen is b'ma gematria bitachon. L'horos ki avodas u'lios l'gamri boteach b'Hashem. Work of the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash is bitachon, the same gematria, because the work, the example, the model, the inspiration is to show bitachon. Whatever's happening in my life, whatever's happening around me, in this place called Mikdash, Hashem is in charge, He's in complete control. I'm not nervous, I'm not anxious, I'm not worried, but I rest entirely on Him and in His hand. And the avodah of the Kohen is to eat at the table of Hashem. The Sefer Ruach Chaim, Karbanos are Bechinas Man, Shaloya Bem Psolas. The Karbanos were the recreation of the Man, the holy Man that fell from Shemaim. The Karbanos were to recreate. The Kohen worked and he ate from the Mid of Bitachon. In this place, there is no doubt. There is no confusion. There is no tension. It's all Hashem. Einod Milvado. He's in charge. He's in control. And therefore, everything by definition is good. I have what I need. And therefore, there are challenges in life, and they'll be waiting there for me, but they're not random, and they're not chance. They're all from Hashem. And that's the avoda. He writes, V'chein avodas HaShabbos u'bitachon. As the Mechilta in Parshas Yisro writes, Ki'ilu kol malachtecha asuya. Shabbos, as we go into Shabbos, and this is what we're meant to do today. Turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos by feeling, kol malachtecha asuya. All of our work is done. Aye, but it's not done. I'm not at inbox zero. You know how many emails, WhatsApp messages, phone calls? Do you know my checklist, my to-do list, how many things I didn't get done? Do you know what's waiting for me? Do you know how many bills there are to pay? How could you say, kol malachtecha asuya? Because that's Shabbos. Shabbos is the midah of bitachon. I leave it at the doorway of Shabbos. After Avdallah, it'll be waiting. I'll pick up where I left off. But I go into Shabbos, midas habitachon. Bitachon. Zeh inyan ha-parsha mitchlas v'atzofa. That's what Parshas Bahar is all about. From beginning to end, Shemitah to Shabbos at the end. That's what it's all about. And everything in between, the laws of Ona'ah and the laws of Ribbis, we should be scrupulous with integrity and business practices, because when you trust in Hashem, when you have bitach, when you know He's in charge, He's in control, He gives us what we need, then you have no reason to cut corners, you have no reason to compromise or be corrupt, you have no reason to extort or charge interest, because you know Hashem is in charge and control. It's what the entire parsha is about, it's what Shabbos is about. So that's what turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos is about. Turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos is working our bitachon. When you light those candles, when you go to shul, is to take a moment, to take some deep breaths, to meditate, and to realize, I'm leaving it all at the door of Shabbos. Whatever to-do list, whatever tasks, whatever's in my inbox, how much work there is still to do? No. My attitude, my mentality, my feeling is that all my work is done, and now Shabbos. Shabbos is menucha. Shabbos is rest, a real rest. The rest of the feeling that I'm good, I'm done, I can rest. There's nothing more to do. I'm just experiencing the pleasure of being with Hashem, my family and friends, and myself. I can rest because all my work is done. How can I ever feel all my work is done when it isn't? Because of bitachon, with the midah of bitachon. So let us succeed in turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos, first of all, with some beautiful music. And not only with the beautiful music, but by transforming ourselves to feel all of our work is done, to grow our midas of bitachon, have a restful Shabbos, a truly, authentically restful Shabbos, have a happy, holy, and healthy Shabbos.